I'm Karen Trigo Stewart, KUAR News. When it comes to federal legislation requiring online merchants to collect sales tax across state lines, Republican U.S. Representative Steve Womack of Arkansas has long been one of the more prominent GOP backers of such a measure. Meanwhile, on the state level, a bill to collect taxes on internet sales passed the Arkansas Senate Monday and now heads to the House. I spoke with Representative Womack on the issue, and here's our conversation. So to be clear, under current law, online merchants are not required to collect sales tax except in states where they have a physical presence. But Arkansans who buy tax-free online are supposed to turn in those taxes to the state, except no one really does. Remind us a little bit about why you support this legislation and requiring that online sales tax be collected no matter where a company is located.
Well, first of all, as a law-abiding citizen, I believe that if there is a law on the books that says I've got to pay a tax if based on certain circumstances that ought to pay the tax. Arkansas is a very sales tax dependent state, and most of the cities and counties, in fact all of the cities and counties in our state, have become dependent on the collection of sales taxes as a method of financing essential government services. So when you have a collection system based on a new retail and emerging retail market that is online, out of state, then you've got the distinct prospect, and I think it's absolutely certain, that these political subdivisions that rely on these taxes are being denied this revenue stream that they, by law, are supposed to have. So I think it's a terrible disadvantage to the local retailers who have brick-and-mortar stores, hire our neighbors, serve on councils and school boards, pay ad valorem taxes to support local schools, but yet have been placed at a disadvantage because some out-of-state warehouse with some college-age forklift operators can take sales away from them because people are making decisions based on the fact that they're not going to have to pay that use tax. And I think that's just terribly unfair.
And so those who are opposed to this measure make a couple arguments. And what they say is that it's unconstitutional because essentially it amounts to taxation without representation. And they worry that such a law is bound to bring forth a lot of lawsuits. What are your thoughts on that debate?
All of those arguments are smokescreens. They're smokescreens. I understand all of the arguments. At the end of the day, I wish people would just be a little more honest about it. They don't like the legislation because they don't want to pay their taxes. Arkansas is going to have to make up for this lost revenue in some other fashion, which means our taxes are going to go up in other areas. We would be better off if we just passed the legislation that we've advanced in Congress so that the lawfully due and collectible taxes are actually remitted back to those political subdivisions. And here's the better news. Here's the better news about it. If my bill became law, and if Arkansas opted in under this law, then the state of Arkansas has passed already in its General Assembly, and Governor Hutchinson has advocated that the proceeds from a windfall from passage of the Remote Transaction Parity Act would be used to reduce the income tax on all Arkansans. That's what I think we ought to be looking at. And if people will just take a brief moment, clear their head, and be objective on the issue, they'd have to agree that a level playing field is a much better situation than what we have now.
Congressman Steve Womack, thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you. All the best.